Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
All you positive heads out there, it's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. Grateful to be back with you on this Monday, this rainy Monday in LA. Hope you are doing well whenever, wherever you are receiving this broadcast. And today I want to extend a little bit. The podcast on Friday was, does a story you tell empower or disempower you? And I had a really cool synchronicity with it where I'd had this whole, you know, sometimes I'll have ideas that kind of come to me in the shower or when I'm half, you know, in between the waking and sleep state, you know, sometimes things will just pop in my head, perspectives or thoughts, and I'll take little notes just so I can remember to reference back to them, you know, when I'm recording. And I had that happen with on Friday morning. I had this whole thought about empowering and disempowering thoughts, and I wrote empower versus disempower in my notes and a couple little bullets around it, and then I didn't really, on Friday, I decided to do a flashback episode. I play the game with the universe to decide what flashback episode I should share. And I put in one, and it was one from, you know, 2018. Does the story you tell empower or disempower you? And of course, I thought that was super cool because I had already planned to talk about that. And then I ended up sharing and thought, oh, Monday I'll talk about that instead. And so it was just, you know, one of those things, the threads of connectivity energetically. And so I shared that episode, and I am going to, kind of go a little bit further down the rabbit hole and talk about some different perspectives around that whole subject matter today. Before I do, I would like to take a quick minute to read a review on iTunes. Super grateful for Lydia taking the time actually it's Apple Podcasts now, I guess they changed it, but to review there really helps us to reach new people, et cetera, et cetera. So Lydia 11 wrote, finally able to write a review. Hey, Brandon, my name is Lydia, and I've been listening to your podcast for about a year now. I always listen while driving and working, so I haven't been able to write a review. I finally remember to sit down and take the time out to do this because you've been such an integral part of my spiritual journey. A little over a year ago, I left a very toxic relationship and started to work on myself. Slowly but surely, things started happening in my life that provoked my awakening. I was seeing all kinds of symbolism. I found myself a mentor, my twin flame, and found this podcast. I've been on such a positive trajectory, and I appreciate all the help that you've provided. Keep up the great work. Oh, thank you, Lydia, for all the great work that you're doing and taking the time to reflect back to me and just, yeah, help the show in general by giving us a good review. So really means a lot. And yeah, it's so inspiring, obviously, to hear someone just, you know, it's a lot of times it's that, you know, you hit that bottom and it's just, you know, it causes you to dig deep. And it sounds like that's what you've done. And you're certainly sound better for it. And yeah, just keep up your positive trajectory. And yeah, any of you haven't reviewed, I would love to hear from you. Otherwise, I'm going to just dive right in and continue with this whole empowering conversation. I started down the whole sort of chain of thought around this topic. I was talking to my son, who has been getting some intuitive advice from a friend. And, you know, it was one of those things I've just kind of landed on with my own. Whenever I'm getting any sort of like someone claims to have clairvoyance or clairaudience or any channeling or any sort of insight, and they start giving you definitives about what they think is going to happen or not going to happen, what you should or shouldn't do, the job you should take, the job you shouldn't. I started thinking, you know, and he was asking me about some guidance that he had received. And, you know, I've just landed on this, like, if someone is telling me definitively, you know, this is what, you know, my guides are telling me or what I'm seeing or whatever, and it's like, this is the answer, to me, that is just a red flag at this point. I've seen people be wrong way too many times. And I can say for my own sort of intuitive guidance, it doesn't come like that. Obviously there's people who have, you know, a stronger gift in that area than me, no doubt. You know, but whenever someone's like, oh, I can tap in any time and I can get the answers, like, you know, and they're really confident in that answer and they're not leaving it up to, you know, like, you know, sort of acknowledging the you know, that they don't have 100% accuracy, I guess. It, to me, it's a disempowering thing. So what I was telling to my son Bradley when we were talking about this, you know, he's sharing something and this person had been giving him guidance. And I said, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, if someone's telling you it is or isn't that way, I would really take it with a major grain of salt, because it's disempowering if you're giving your energy away to someone else. They're telling you they have the answer. And, you know, I've never seen it that someone has every answer and it comes through clearly. It's coming through, first off, even if it's a gift and intuitive and through their guides, channeling, whatever it is, it's still coming through a human lens, right? In their brain and their experiences and their mind and all those things. So, you know, I was explaining to him, I was like, look, I would just disregard any of that. And the best guidance you can follow is your own internal guidance. That is the your own intuition, super, super empowering to follow it. What I found in, you know, almost 30 years of, you know, looking at this stuff from every angle and meeting lots of people with intuitive gifts and everything. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to discount it. Like, you know, it's like I shared the story a few weeks ago. I was like, all of a sudden, spent 5 minutes thinking about some random night from 1985. And all of a sudden, you know, when I'm a kid, and all of a sudden my brother messages me the details of that night. And I was like, what? It was obviously we linked up intuitively, psychically, whatever you want to call it. So the gift's there. And some people really work on it and can tap in a lot and get a lot right. But, you know, what I was telling him is like, your own intuition is going to be the strongest, most empowering way to access insight into what you should or shouldn't do. So if you're looking at tarot or astrology or a psychic that you go to or whatever it is that is outside of you that you're going to for guidance and telling you which direction to go, I believe you're disempowering yourself. And I said, now, alternatively to that, what I found is the most empowering thing I can do, in addition to following my own intuition guidance, which is the clearest link to accessing information on the other side, I believe. It's the closest to home, that's for sure, right? Is what is the story that you tell around a situation? To me, the thing that gives me the results and lands me where I want to be the most is by learning how to tell the story, spin the story that I want to see more of, right? So whatever's happening, learning how to find an angle to tell a story that empowers and serves me. If it's a setback, if it's something I, you know, didn't want to happen, if it's the plane was delayed, if I lost the job, whatever, I will look for the angle as to why that's a gift and start telling that story. That is the best way I found to oracle the future. The best way to create and tap into, you know, what you want to see next, because that's going to lead to empowering. It empowers the heck out of you, first of all. And it leads to, you know, it's like this idea that everything is neutral. The lens we put on it determines whether it becomes a net positive or a net negative, in a sense. And so that's my, you know, like I said, 25 plus years of really looking at how to co-create and tap into the future, et cetera, et cetera. Is your own intuition and your, you know, in learning how to spin stories that lead you into a future that you actually want to be in. And that's from seeing the silver lining, finding the gift in whatever's happening. And we're all very imaginative, right? And we're all able to spin stories. We're great storytellers. We're all so creative. We are the creator and created rolled into one, right? That's what source does. God, higher self, whatever you want to call it, the universe, it's creative. You are creative. So use that power to create your future. It's, you know, it's empowering, not outside of you telling you what should or shouldn't be or what is or isn't going to happen. And then what can happen, of course, it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Someone tells you this is how it's going to be. And all of a sudden you buy it. You know, whatever you buy into, you buy what you pay attention to and you sign off on it energetically. Now you're co-creating something that you really didn't even want. Right. If it was it's, you know, going back to Mary Morrissey's interview a few weeks ago. What an incredible story of telling the story that you want and seeing how it completely shifts, you know, a fatal diagnosis to, you know, someone living another 70 years or 60 years after that. So, yeah, definitely. This is the formula I found to empowerment versus disempowering. You know, giving away our power, I guess you would say. So with that being said, there is now part kind of two of today's episode is if you haven't listened to Friday's episode, which was 1893, it was Does the Story You Tell Empower or Disempower You flashback episode. So the original, I don't know what number that was. It was back in 2018, but I encourage you to check it out. At the time I had a friend who was traveling worldwide and she was being harassed by, you know, men, and she was traveling alone and it was kind of scaring her. And I kind of go into the details of how I went, you know, her and I had a talk and I sort of shared, you know, what my perspective was on empowering, you know, taking the power, you know, instead of feeling disempowered and scared, how you can help to craft your experience and sort of, navigate energetically through those waters, right? And it triggered, it appears to have triggered a listener who wrote me. And so, you know, I just, actually, maybe what I'll do, I'm not going to name them by name because, yeah, I don't want to do that to them or anything, but maybe I'll just read it and then just talk about it a little bit, because I also, right before this, wrote a reply. And anyway, here you go. Here's the message that I received a couple days ago. This message is for Brandon. I would like to offer a response to the perspective you chose to take on episode 1893. I find it both fascinating and typical for people embodying such a privileged incarnation as yours to offer quote-unquote insight, not to those with immense power in this realm, white males whose actions can go a long way in reducing the harm you speak of, to use their imaginations to dismantle systemic violence and repression, intervene on behalf of those embodying material oppressed incarnations, or anything of this sort, but instead to reinforce the, again, typical posture of suggesting to material oppressed groups whose experiences, as you suggested, you cannot begin to understand, that their oppression is essentially their fault and a result of them not being positive enough. It's unfortunate that you didn't use this as an opportunity to speak to those who inflict harm, or those who knowingly or unknowingly maintain the social conditions that harmful behavior needs to thrive, to say, incorporate bystander intervention techniques into their social toolkits, to remind people that we're all in this together and it's all our responsibility to create a more positive world, that it is not solely the responsibility of the historically and presently oppressed. I would encourage you to devote less time to how people can become the exception, individuals liberating themselves from low vibrational systems, and more on how we can change the rule, collectively dismantling low vibrational systems altogether or as much as possible. I do, however, thank you for affirming my hunch that it is time for me to move on from this podcast and to seek insight from those who are aligned with a more communal worldview. Peace to you all, and yes, I'm a Black woman. And then I said I wouldn't say her name. So that was the message that I received. And, you know, I was like, oh, man, what did, you know, I reshared this old episode. And I'm like, did I say something maybe that hasn't aged well? Did I, you know, because after all, I'm a human figuring it out, doing my best, right? I'm certainly not infallible. And so I happened to be driving with my partner, and she said, oh, let's listen to it. So I listened to it, and I felt really good about everything in the episode. I shared a Abraham Hicks quote and was glad I didn't hear something from, you know, that I had said 5 years ago and cringe or something. And, you know, like she said, look, I can't begin to say, to know fully what it's like to have been my friend traveling and feeling fearful, you know, for how men were kind of treating her on the road. Or, you know, I don't claim for those who have experienced harsh oppression that I've been in those shoes, right? I haven't. So, you know, I explained that very thoroughly in that episode. And, you know, with it, well, maybe what I'll do here is I just wrote a response. And so I'll just read that and then I'll talk a little bit about it more. Hi, person. I don't choose to give energy to oppressors who are not hearing my words. Instead, I choose to do my very best to empower those that may have experienced oppression who are listening. Even if oppressors were tuning in, I wholeheartedly believe that what we resist persists. So combating them would only give them my precious energy. I would rather them hear me consciously choosing to be for something and against nothing. This is how I believe lasting change is achieved. Mother Teresa understood this when she said, if you hold an anti-war rally, I shall not attend. But if you hold a pro-peace rally, invite me. Alex Serra also states this in his song, In the Real World, and sums it up beautifully between the 253 and the 330 mark. As you journey on, I truly hope you have extracted some lasting value from my labor of love offering. I would also remind you that anger and judgment can only lead to suffering. I would encourage you to always do your best to find a loving perspective to land on and give people the benefit of the doubt as much as possible. Undoubtedly, the universe will reflect these attitudes in kind back to you. Otherwise, should you ever wish to tune in again, I would be happy to hear it. Your unconditional ally, Brandon. And then in parentheses, a human being / doing his best. So, yeah, you know, I think you can hear here that she's, you know, frustrated with what the perspectives that I offered. And it was really just what I tried to kind of convey in this email is resisting. And that song, I'm actually going to play this Alex Serra song at the end of it.
Especially about 2 minutes and 50 seconds into the song. Actually, I know you can't scroll because it'll be the end of this podcast, so you can't line it up that way. But about that far in, you know, he starts the part where he says, stop paying attention to the things that make you tired. And it goes for, you know, I don't know, 30 seconds or so. That whole clip after that, so powerful.
So powerful, his words, and about fighting the system and how change comes from within. You know, Abraham talks about this. It's like there is no out there. And I'm not trying to blame someone for creating their reality and it's all their fault, any of that. Forget about all of that. What can you do from this moment forward? And it can feel very, with what you've got from where you're at, because it can feel very disempowering to, I've got to dismantle this whole system, right? Well, what if you change from within And all of a sudden, things outside of you start shifting and changing, like Mary Morrissey, who I referenced, who, oh, you've got a few months to live with your kidneys completely gone. And she changes the perspective within, and magic happens out there in the world. And I think a lot of times we're so ingrained in our physicality that we don't realize, like Wayne Dyer said, I'm realistic. I expect miracles. And I believe the miracles come from tuning into what can I do from where I'm at with what I've got to shift my perspective. And like I said in my response, you know, me trying to say fight to tear down these old systems, you know, rallying against the people doing, you know, the evil in the world or repressing in the world, they're not listening to this podcast. That's not going to do anything, but me giving energy to something that I don't want. If I don't want something, give it none of my precious energy. Give it none of your precious energy. What can you be for? That is the path for all of us. And I totally understand and respect that for some people, this is really, especially who've been subjected to things I haven't, this is really super challenging. It's an opportunity. We all have an opportunity, and we all have different types of challenges in different ways. And, you know, it's just like we can either, you know, put it out there as something that's got to change, or we can, the only thing we really ever have that any power, any of us, is changing from within our own thoughts and perspectives and the stories we're weaving around any particular subject. And that's really all I was getting at, and I'll continue to get at, and I will continue to understand how it maybe is triggering to people. You know, and it's tough. It's a tough one. It's a tough one for all of us. It's tough for me when something happens that I don't like. Certainly when you're in it, you don't want to hear this is your fault, you know? And I get that. And I'm going to continue to point to what is the one thing we can change. You know, if there's an opportunity to give energy to something that then dismantles the old thing as a natural byproduct, right? It's like making money. A lot of people chase money. I've chased money my whole life. This is another great example of this. You know, oh, I wanted to be rich. And oh, the universe just kind of strung me along. Oh, here you go. Oh, here's $30 million. Oh, never mind. You know, 12 hours of getting an offer to be bought out for $30 million. You lose 90% of your revenue. Too bad. You know, it's just like this carrot. So many people chase the carrot of trying to achieve something, where now I realize, oh, if I actually find a way to be of benefit and value to the world, then that thing I'm seeking comes as a natural byproduct. Do you want to dismantle the old systems? Create a new one that makes the old one irrelevant. Buckminster Fuller said this marvelously. He said, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. That's the path. And yeah, I believe it wholeheartedly, and I stick by it. And my friend that wrote, my unconditional friend, or I'm their unconditional friend anyway, you know, I totally understand the challenge with it. And just sending unconditional love and empathy and understanding. And I hope, you know, maybe you listen to one more episode and hear this, who knows? But that's what I got for you today, folks. I hope it has been a benefit. And with that being said, I'm going to leave you with this incredible song by Alex Serra, In the Real World. I mean, all the lyrics kind of speak to this. And like I said, that 250, 253 to 330 mark is really just gives me chills. It's so good. Anywho, hope you enjoy. Till next time, journey well.
In the real world, and I found myself in the real world. I'll meet you there. I see you in the real world, free from the guilt and oppression. free from the constant depression. Open to just feel the emotion. Away from hatred and judgment. Free from the killing and fighting. I'll meet you there. From a dream, and look around you, see what's been missing for you to do, and let go of that veil that's stopping you from connecting to everything you knew. Silence in you. I'll meet you there in the new world. And I found my soul in the real. I'll meet you there.